Almost got him. Yeah, what a chump. I bet he doesn't even detect the thing. Hey, let go of me! I'll get my big brother to beat you up. Listen, I know I looked like I was gonna pickpocket ya, but I swear, I wasn't gonna do nothing. Let me go and I'll play nice. I just wanted to, introduce myself to ya. You know, show you around these shady city streets. Don't be a pussycat. You can trust me. The name's Alley Cat. You're not from this part of town, are ya? Doesn't look like it. You looked lost when I saw you wandering around. You looked perfect for some back alley fun. Like, you looked perfect for me to pickpocket? Hey, I just realized. You thought I was trying to get in your pants, huh? Well, I was technically, but not like that. Now I see how that sounded dirty. So, Mr. Back Alley Fun, what brings you to this part of town at night? You come looking for girls or something? 'Cause obviously you got your mind in the gutter right now, you big perv. You got lost on your walk, huh? Usually, guys roam around here looking for a lady of the night. But I'll give you the benefit of the doubt, yeah? You did look pretty lost when I first saw ya. It was hard not to burst out laughing when I saw you go around the same building twice. You weren't totally clueless, though. I'll give you credit for stopping me from stealing your wallet. And I think I did see you turn back once or twice, 'cause you might have heard me sneaking around. Your cat-like reflexes are better than mine, yeah? So anyway, what are you trying to get back to? I know guys hate asking for help with directions, but I'll help ya. No shame in it. To be fair, these back alleys can be kinda tricky to find your way out of. Do I know that place? Yeah, I do. Wow, you're from all the way over there, yeah? You took a hell of a detour tonight, then. I don't think you'd want to walk all the way back home after you did so much walking tonight already. So, I'll lead you to a bus stop. Follow me out of here, and after that, you can be on your way, yeah? Are you trying to suggest I'm a streetwalker? You really do got your mind in the gutter. Anyway, I'm more of a you wanna buy some catnip kind of gal. I don't sell tail. And you thought I was a hooker? Maybe I was wrong about you. Good luck getting home with no bus money. I may be a little, but I know how to use this. I call it my cat's claw. Clever, right? Heh. Now just stay still and let me get what I want or I'll cut ya. Now let me get that fat, juicy wallet of yours. What the hell? Oh god. I wasn't expecting you to be turned on by this. Hey, have you had a stiffy for me this whole time?
You weirdo. Your wallet doesn't seem so interesting anymore.
Yeah? You wanna know something? You're not the only one turned on right now.
Yeah.
As much of a pervert as I think you are,
I also think you're real cute, mister.
When you joked around about me being a streetwalker, I guess it sort of struck a nerve with me, because I've been so stressed out lately.
Sexually frustrated with no outlet. I've gotten pinned up at putting on this tough chick act all the time. I haven't had time to really be a girl. Soft, girly, submissive. And when you teased me with that pervy question, it made me think pervy thoughts. Like, what it would feel like if I wrapped my lips around you. I'm sorry for being such a hothead. I know I'm a little rough around the edges. I have to be around these parts. I should have known you were just teasing me.
Mister, there's really something about you. When I feel you right here, I feel like letting my guard down, loosening up, getting on my knees and...
acting like a hooker.
Yeah. Better now. Sorry I got mad at ya. Like I said, I've just been real stressed out lately, and I guess sucking cock is just what I needed to ease my nerves. Yeah, you know, I can get real cock hungry. Like you wouldn't believe, Nya. Kitty likes milk. I bet you don't regret running into me now, do ya?